Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I'm definitely going to call him Mason Mills tomorrow. 248-539-9797.
You're welcome.
SOB. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1 to take it. What's up, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
It's going great. Thank you.
No, what I wanted to say is not only are there a lot of snowbirds and transplants in Arizona, there's a ton of us here in California. We took over the Chargers game last year. I'm literally planning the trip right now because these are the second cheapest tickets on their schedule still.
This Arizona game?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm 5 hours away. And I know a lot of people from California. We're going to take over the stadium. It's going to be a home game.
You know, I think it's funny because there was a – I got to tell you, this is how I would handle it, is last year there was a Red Wing game played in Arizona – where the fans started chanting Jared Goff. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Red Wing fans took over. You know, they're playing on Arizona State's campus in their college rink, and you could hear it loud and clear, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. So now that the Lions fans are planning on taking over the Cardinals Stadium, I think that fans should start chanting, let's go Red Wings. I think that would be funny. I think we turn around.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Yep. Yeah, turn it around.
Yep.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's meet and greets over in Arizona that I've been following. There's tailgate parties for Lions fans. No, we're taking the stadium over.
I don't know what's coming. It's so much fun. We're that team. We're that team, and this is our time to shine.
Did it all last year?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, remember when we used to do it in New Orleans? Now we're doing it everywhere.
Dude,
the cheapest tickets on the schedule are actually Dallas.
Really?
Yes, it's a huge stadium.
Yeah, I mean, that might
it's
be
a
the
massive
reason why.
Stadium.
I would think that the
Dallas. I think that's the reason why.
Hard to pry them out of the hands.
The last time I looked, it was the cheapest one, but it's further away for me to drive to, and I'm like, get a flight. Do you want to deal with that?
Well, the reason I said Arizona was an easy travel game is because my experience is that flights to Phoenix are actually affordable. Like they're not. It's
well,
not
from
like
Michigan
flying to
too.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, well, we're definitely not talking about flying from L.A. But yeah. Yeah, no, that's those are fun trips. Like if you're in LA and you can do 5 hours to Arizona and it's like 4 hours to Vegas, that's fun.
Yeah. From Quentin, guys, I think they need to use Derek Barnes to spy Kyler Murray and force him to beat them with his arm as much as possible. I mean, look, the thing about Kyler Murray is he's been really good at the scripted offense this year. Here's the play call. That's the defense. Here's where I should go with the football. Hit the back step of my drop and deliver an accurate throw to the proper person. And that's the thing that might have allowed him to take the next step. He's got to do it over the course of a season, of course. But early on here, they are pleased with Kyler Murray's ability to move the football through the air as the offense is designed. And oh, by the way, he is still an absolute artiste when it comes to scrambling and making things up.
Yeah, I don't know if they implement a spy, but if you were to do something like that, I think Brian Branch is the guy I'd want. Because I don't know if Barnes can...
Well, I don't even know if Brian Branch could do it. I think spy's been brought up so many times before with running quarterbacks, right? And I think all defensive coordinators go, yeah, we have a spy, but you know how hard it is to tackle a guy by yourself? Like a guy like that, Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, whoever's mobile, because... I know you asked the question, Doug, who do you want to feature? My eyes, I mean, I don't want to feature Kyler Murray, but that's where my eyes are. If they can contain Kyler Murray, and I'm telling myself this because there's going to be times in this game where he's going to get away from a sack. He just is. And that's like the most frustrating thing for me as a fan to watch is you have a guy dead to rights. He gets away, and then he makes a play.
Like, but just keep in the pocket.
Yeah. It's easier said than done.
It's easy to do, right?
Yeah, and one of those passes, I know he's been hitting the back foot and hitting his targets, Doug, but one of the touchdowns he threw last week was he got away from like three sacks, potential sacks, went to his left, threw basically a walk-away touchdown pass in the back of the end zone. And that was a broken play. Marvin Harrison Jr. said this week, goes, I got to keep running my routes because I know Kyler, he doesn't go down easy.
Yeah, that was the touchdown to Higgins, the tight end, right? The one that he broke all the tackles. And yes, I mean, that's a big part of what they need to do. The play is not dead, you know, and that's Marvin Harrison. When you're in the scramble drill, when you're deep, come back, when you're shallow, go deep, like that's something that you have to be able to do with Kyler Murray. Next text from Adam at work. As long as the defense doesn't take a step back, I'm confident the D-line will get home and the offense cleans up the red zone issue. Lions by 10. Go Lions. The Honolulu Blue Wall is way overconfident about this game and this team. Arizona is every bit as dangerous as Tampa. Look what they did to the Rams. The Rams team, the Lions got lucky against. Got lucky against? Did the Lions get lucky against the Rams? Is that because there were some injuries? Is that why?
I think maybe some people think they were a coin toss away from losing that game. That could be the luck factor. Yeah,
I mean, and here's the other thing. When he says Arizona is every bit as dangerous as Tampa, Tampa's offense didn't kill Detroit.
No.
Let's go over these numbers. Would you take these numbers tomorrow against Arizona? Let's not overstate what Tampa did offensively. If you hold Kyler Murray to less than 200 yards passing and less than 35 yards rushing, is that a win for Detroit? If you hold their running backs to 22 and 18 yards rushing, is that a win for Detroit? I mean, the Tampa offense did just enough. They won the game because Detroit couldn't put the ball in the end zone. So when you say Arizona is every bit as dangerous as Tampa, okay, cool. I mean, the Lions defense had a good game last Sunday.
They had a great game last Sunday. It's the defense isn't the problem. Now, don't know who's going to suit up because of the injuries they've had. And Anzalone came back to practice, but he's still in concussion protocol. He's got to pass those protocols. We don't know about Terry and Arnold yet. We don't know about Ennis Rakestraw yet or Ifeanyi Fonu. But Davenport returned to practice. I mean, there's some good and there's some unknown. So we'll talk to Will Birchfield coming up in about an hour, and maybe Birchie's got some updates.
I suspect he will. Brendan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
So we just overheard the conversation about traveling. My wife and I are actually on the way to the airport right now. We got our tickets. We're totally excited. And I told my wife, I'm like, we have to call the show because my brother-in-law and I last year called you guys on the way to Green Bay. We were up in the Upper Peninsula area, but we said from now on, now that my wife's not pregnant anymore, we're going to go see a Lions game out of Detroit once a year. So this is our trip. We couldn't be more excited this year.
Awesome,
nice.
That's great.
The flights weren't too bad. They weren't great, but it was affordable. And then the tickets were substantially cheaper than here in Detroit. They were $94 when we couldn't pass that up. So we're like, yep, we're out of here.
Where are you sitting?
I think we're in 419, like row 11. They're up there. I mean, it is a big stadium, but we couldn't pass it up. You know, we wanted to go to a game here. We will. We'll venture down there probably for the Monday night game. But we're like, let's go out to Arizona while it's still pretty nice. We're actually going to get a round of golf in, and wow, it's going to be a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
It sounds like a great time.
I can't say enough, though. I love the show. I love you guys. My 3-year-old son now is addicted to listening to you guys. So keep up the good work, and we love you guys.
That's about the level.
We love kids.
Yeah, so that's about the level of maturity the show brings to the table on a day in, day out basis. So we're appealing to the kids.
You're welcome.
Have a fun trip. 248-539-9797. Anthony in Detroit is next. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Going to flying out Sunday morning. I go from airport to Pizzeria Bianco, which is a famous pizzeria in Phoenix, one of the most famous pizzas in the world.
Yeah.
They open at 11. My flight lands at 10:30. We will grab about 10 pizzas. You can't bring more than 10 pizzas to tailgates because it's a wood-fired oven. It's not a deck oven. You can't just bring 20 pizzas. These are hand stretched, freshly milled flour pizzas coming all the flowers grown in Arizona. All these pizzas, going straight to the tailgate, and then this Arizona stadium, they got these casitas. They're like suites. They look like they're on the field, 2 stories. And we got a crew going and we got one of those suites.
Are they in the end zone?
I'm gonna take that over. I think they're in the end zone, yeah.
Okay.
They're like corner end zone.
I've seen these. They look actually really cool.
They do look cool. I mean, and then I envision a game similar to the Chargers game last year where less team to score is going to win 30 points a team. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
It could
They're not going to be able to stop Kyler Murray. They got to outscore him.
I thought last week was going to be a high-scoring game, and I'm looking at this week, and I'm thinking the same thing. I was wrong last week, so I'm holding off, but I could totally see a high-scoring game. I'm not playing the over, and if I bet it this week.
No?
No, I am not. I did last week, and it was emphatically under.
Oh.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Michigan State, Boston College.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.